Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Tuesday. It's March 13th, 2018. Wow, it's just fast. Spring is around the corner. I think in like 7 days, we're going to be at springtime. And I know that's welcome news in a lot of areas. And we're getting, this is our rainy season here, and we're actually getting rain. It's not a ton of rain. It's not something to brag about or say, oh, wow, we're going to be safe. But we're supposed to get rain this afternoon, anywhere between 11 and let's say, wow, all night till 4 a.m. in the morning. So we are supposed to get it. Then 2 days of sunny. We're not going to rain again till next Tuesday or Wednesday. So it's interesting. We're supposed to rain Tuesday, today, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So whatever was coming is gone. Typical story here. If they say there's a 40% chance of rain, it usually doesn't rain. It won't rain till it's like way ahead, like 70 or 60%. Then you know you're really going to get rain, hopefully. But either way, today is Paul Clark's birthday. He's always posting pictures up on the radio page. So it's very, very cool. Happy birthday, Paul. It's so cool to just know when people's birthdays are and remember numbers. And it's really nice when I remember beforehand, or I see it beforehand, because time's just going by so fast. But today's week, not just today, but this week, it's all about time. Time and love. And why is love looked at as the last resort? Because I know we never intentionally take love and say, well, it's the last resort in our life. Because in our mind, it's the first thing. It's something we think about all the time. It's one of our most frequent thoughts. But sometimes to add our feelings to a situation feels like we don't have time to get involved fully. So we just skip it. And we keep our feelings out of things, and we go ahead and we take care of things as they are because we don't even know how to incorporate. Adding our feelings turns things around. It gives us permanent solutions that we don't even have to look back once we make those decisions and take care of the people, the things that we love. But why is it so easy to push love away and keep love out of the equation? And why do we choose to do that over and over again? I thought it was interesting because I know myself. I mean, I've seen this. I've had these experiences where, you know, I take the time and I go to see someone and we're, you know, together and we, you know, we've already established that we're going out. We've already established all these things. And I get there and I take the time. I bring my stuff. I stay because we live a distance apart or lived a distance apart. And he's on his iPad. Like the whole time. Like, do you mind if I watch a movie for an hour? And I'm like, well, I guess there's something I could fill my time with. I go to sleep, the iPad. I wake up to the iPad. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird because I'm here. I'm taking the time to be here out of my life. And I'm just watching you live yours. Oh, wait, I have to take this web class. Okay. And after that, I need some time on this. Okay, well, there goes the day and the night. I was looked at as a last resort. But what happened to me was I started saying, well, I don't need to be here. He could just do all that without me here. I have a ton of stuff to do in my life. I don't have like this life that just takes care of itself, even though I bring work over and even though, I mean, there was only so much I could do outside of my home. And eventually I stopped going, and then it was like, well, why aren't you here? Like, because when I was there, I wasn't there. It doesn't make sense. And all of a sudden there's a fight for me. I'm like, don't do that to yourself or to me. You naturally put love last. I tried, went back. Tried again, went back. Same thing. And then that the person has to make the effort to not do those things because you're there is even worse. It was weird. It was an unusual thing. That was an extreme. But sometimes we feel, when we bring love too close, like we lose power or we lose strength. But yet the truth is the opposite. Closer we bring love, the more powerful we feel, the stronger we feel. We propel forward because there's a synergy that happens when two souls are involved and they are in tune to each other. They tend to propel each other. They tend to bring out the best in each other. There's a thing that happens when love is looked at as an option in a world where we have so much to do. Because I got some news for the really busy people. We're all busy. We all have a lot to do. We all have a lot of work to do. There's no other way we can survive. Putting love on the back burner without the person knowing it. You don't even know because we work so hard. We have so much stress. We have so much pressure, time constraints, that putting love on the back burner turns into a way of life. And then before you know it, you become the person you never thought you'd be. Because we are natural lovers. We are natural seekers of each other. We can't help it. We didn't come here to live by ourselves. Otherwise, each one of us would know everything and we would never need anything from anybody. There's a reason why we don't know everything. We'd never seek each other out. There's a reason why we have bodies that someone else can't feel what you feel, or they can feel it, but maybe not even the same way you're feeling it. But once you know that you can build love into your system of the way you're actually living, and that can settle into a structure, then you'll be comfortable again with it and with yourself. It's like sometimes when we're really busy, we either have to bring the person in and just include them in our life because it's just too hard to see each other when we want to or when we can. And you don't want to be living on the fumes of the relationship because you can get used to it. People get used to it. But then you yourself don't become balanced because you're always worried, thinking, I'm not there. I can't get there. I can't even get there fast enough. The relationship I had that was like that didn't get a chance for us to know each other, because even though the time was there when we were together, we might go for a walk, and that walk we would get to talk and interact. But then once we got back, it was like, well, you know, well, if I lived there, I would have a million things to do. But if I'm just visiting one day a week or 2 days a week, at least let's make that time for each other, because that time will pay you both back in these rewards you can't even expect, because the synergy of talking, the synergy of working out things that are in your mind clears your mind. You sleep better, you work better, you eat better. It's very interesting what happens when we put love as a last resort. Let's say you're at work and there's an issue and you're really upset about it. You go and you tell somebody how upset you are, and you don't come walking in with a solution. You come in walking with the problem, and it's almost that you better take care of this or not. What do you think's going to happen? You're most likely going to get the knot. If you talk to a lateral person at your work and you just complain, you start feeling validation in your complaint and you only can see your side. But if you walk in and you say, I know that the other person most likely didn't mean to do this, it has affected the way I can do my job because now I have to go over this obstacle to get what I need done. Or you go directly to the person and say, you know what, I know you didn't mean to do this. I just want you to know that this has affected my workday in this way. Is there another way we can do this? That's coming at it with love. Love isn't so hard. It just has to be worked into our minds because we are not used to thinking in love. We weren't even taught to think in love or solution. We were taught to be, in weird ways, through movies, through media, kind of a bully type. Well, I got that done. Well, I showed them. Someone breaks up before you know it. She's burning his clothes in the front lawn. That's how we're supposed to deal with our anger. That's what we think is funny. But then when it happens to us, we think, well, I'm going to show them how mad I am, and I'm going to do that. I know a girl whose mother did it. Right when she graduated from college, she came home, and the mother literally opened the window of her bedroom and threw her stuff out of the window for the girl to come home and find it. If you could imagine how she felt. Granted, the mother had an issue with alcohol and acted on impulse most of the time. But that girl never lived at home. And until today, I want to say over 30 years later, still doesn't have a good relationship with her mother. What an exit. Because the love was missing. In relationships, sometimes I would have drove to that person's house. I was there. I wasn't there mentally or emotionally. My physically was there. There's some people who can't see each other, yet they are still connected because they talk to each other. They keep the love alive. They keep it going. They keep letting each other know, hey, I'm here. Couple that physically saw each other and maybe one that doesn't. But the one that doesn't probably has stronger feelings for each other. Probably makes the time that they are together worth it. But there's something behind all of this that we need to take a look at. And that is working love into the structure we have, not separate from. Because that's what happened to me. It was separate from that. Like, oh, Nadia's over now. Okay, so that means I have to do this. This now I'm out of my routine. But then after a while, we had our own routine. And once we had our own routine, then he wanted me there all the time. But I couldn't just throw away my life. So we either had to make a decision. We were going to go forward and join forces, join our lives. Or from what we learned about each other, which obviously I realized that I would very quickly be put on the back burner. I didn't not love this person, but I needed personally more from a person I wanted to spend my life with. I needed more interaction. you know, there's a thing when you're a young kid and you're in preschool, there's where you live side by side. The kids don't necessarily need to play with each other, but they're really happy being in a group of kids and each one of them playing with their own Legos or their own blocks or building blocks, their own coloring. They just like being by each other, and that's a perfectly acceptable way for many people to have relationships. And then as you get older and your intellect forms and your need for conversation forms, some people like being in that stage where they like to communicate. They like to do things together. I'm one of those people. I don't have to spend the whole day with someone, but I do like to connect. I do need that. I do need to feel like there's two people here. And some people over time, they get so used to doing things together that they don't even know they're together. They're like a unit. They both just know what to do. That was my parents. There was a lot of parents in that generation. They shopped together. They did everything together because their generation had the time to do that. There used to be a limit to how much people can work. Now there's no limit. Now they just tell you this is how much you're going to get paid, this needs to get done, and boom, you're off on your own working all day and night sometimes. So there's completely different generational things that go into how we love, what it looks like. Now, unless you live together, if you both have demanding jobs, you're not going to see each other. My daughter works in the movie industry. Her boyfriend works in the movie industry in another state working on a movie or a show, a TV show, a cable HBO show. They're both working on it. There's days he doesn't come home till 5 o'clock in the morning. So she goes, they have different places to live and, you know, everything's set up by the studio and whatever. But, you know, she doesn't see him when she gets home from work. And when he's coming home, she's waking up to leave. So they only see each other on weekends, even though they're both in the same place on the same movie set. They have different roles. Can you imagine them two with a child? They wouldn't be able unless they hired someone to completely take care of their child. There's no way. But they make sure on weekends that they do things together. So they go hiking or they do this or they do that. Because they need to reconnect with life, not just with each other. Because it's all about balance. Once you build love into the system of your life, then you can, that can become your new normal. You will settle in that structure. As long as you know there's an outlet in life that gives you balance in how you deal with the challenges you have, how you deal with the people you love, you start to feel the balance and the rewards of being able to balance your life. You know, when they say work hard, play hard, or, you know, all work and no play, you know, makes people, these things, they came up out of somewhere. People said these things over time because they realized that we just need balance. And when we put the most important driver in our lives, which is how we love, who we love, why we love, where we love, it's like taking away out of a three-legged table one of the legs, and the table's going to stand if you put it against the wall. But the minute you move it, that table cannot stand anymore. Every single one of us, I don't care who we are and what we're doing, there's a deprivation that happens to us when we don't feel like the love part of us, the part that needs to feel valued in one way or another. If we don't pay attention to that, because since we were little, we were always looking for that love. We're always looking for a partner. We're always looking for each other. And then we're like, wow, I became that person who I never thought I'd be. I don't have time for a person in my life. And the truth is that we need to actually be conscious of making the time. I can easily say that right now. I don't have time. I work. I need certain days where I'm not interrupted. Sure. That at least 2 or 3 days a week, I give time to the people I love, to someone I love. Because now I have balance. Now when I talk to the person I'm talking to, they kind of know my everyday life. Instead of just, you know, well, I can't tell them that. That's just too much to tell. Oh, they don't have time. And you self-talk your way out of being emotionally intimate. And we need the emotional intimacy, actually, more than the physical intimacy. We need to know that there's somebody in this world who gets us, who's got us, who understands us, who we can go to when we need to and not be scared of a reaction that we just are fed emotionally, intimately. I'm fighting very hard for our emotional health because it's the one thing that's never addressed, is completely overlooked. Employers could care less if you have it or not, as long as you're doing your job. So somewhere in there, we have to realize that this is in our hands. Not in anybody else's hands, it's in ours. If you're married and you go home and you fall asleep, you eat, you fall asleep, eat, fall asleep, eat, fall asleep, and your partner's working too, and says, hey, you know what, we should at least spend about a half an hour together. Even if we fall asleep watching a show and we're just holding hands or we're talking to each other and asking each other literally just simply about how was your day, even if it's at 8 o'clock at night and not at 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock's not even realistic anymore, whatever it is, let it be a part of the structure of your life. Otherwise, it will be nothing more than an inconvenience to try to make time. That's the hardest part, is when that happens. Because then it puts on yet another layer of pressure onto your brain, onto your day, onto your time, that, oh, I still, oh God, I haven't been able to have this conversation. I haven't been able to see the people. I haven't been able to talk to them, even when we live together. But at least when you're together and you can have a place in your life where you say, hey, you know what? On Saturday mornings, we always see each other. Or on Saturday nights, we always see each other. Or, you know, we have a date night every week. Or I give my kids time when I get home from work, even if it's 15 minutes, and I sit with them while they're doing their homework, and I ask anyone if they need help, and I, you know, kiss each one on the head, and, you know, then we have dinner together, and then after that, we all know what to do, and that structure gives us safety. It gives us this common feeling that we're all in this together. Building love into the structure of your life, into the daily things that happen into your life, gives us a comfort we can't even know until we've done it. Knowing that I don't always have to just be my best when the person sees me, when my family sees me, and it's not even being your best, just being ready, that you're always ready. that no matter what you're doing, no matter what you look like, no matter what stage you are at work, no matter what time the person comes home or doesn't come home, or you see each other or you don't see each other and you're maybe don't live together, whatever the circumstances are, that there's a sense of regularity of when you get in touch with each other. That builds into your mind, into your system, space for the other person to exist in your psyche, in your emotion. And it gives you balance everywhere else. It's an amazing happening, and it happens, and it's beautiful when it does. Even if it's the simplest thing, even if it's every morning you get in touch with each other. Let's say one of you leaves for work before the other one does. You don't want to wake them. You want them to sleep. You get out of the house and it's quiet. But you just send a text and say, hey, I love you. Have a great day. That is support. You may get busy the whole day. If you're really both so busy, maybe at 3 o'clock you guys get in touch with each other. How's your day? How are you doing? When will you be home? Just so you can plan. It's not like you have to know everything. It's just along the way. It's like an emergent curriculum, you know. As long as you know you have to go to school, whatever pops in at school is okay. And then you know you're going to go home from school at some point. But because we have structure at school, we're able to learn there. We build in a thing of safety, even though we might not like going every day. But just knowing that somebody's in touch with us. We are connected to the world. We get so in our heads, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, mother, kids, that we discount the people that are closest to us because we're used to them, or we just think they'll always be there. And they will in most cases. But how they'll be there, how you will be there with them, is the difference between a life you remember and smile at, or a life you feel pressured by. It's a pendulum. But building in to the system of our life, into the structure of our life, gives us a safety net. It's like this show. I know at 5:30 I'm going to do it. Once in a great while, I'll miss. I have to go somewhere, be somewhere, and I'm literally like at that time traveling. But I always know I'm going to come back. Me not being here isn't the norm. Me being here is the norm. It gives me comfort. If I'm home, I know I have to do the show. And it's part of my structure. It's part of my makeup. It's part of who I am. It's part of how I wake up in the morning. It's part of starting my day on a positive note, that at least I heard something or said something that put my brain in a direction that I want it to go. The structure of us has fed everything else in the way I think, do, and behave. Because we work love into the system of our life. And there's a sense of security in that. And it's true for every relationship we have, with everybody we have. That's why people who work together learn to trust each other. Because they've worked each other into the system of each other's lives. Kids who've gone to grade school never forget each other. Because they had the regularity of being together. We learn to communicate, we learn to cope, we learn to be with each other. So pay attention to what you're giving your time to. Make decisions on how you'll work love back into your life. And I already got to go. I've got 10 seconds. I get that little thing in my ear. I will see you tomorrow, Relationship Wednesday. Have a great day, you guys. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.